Massachusetts lawmakers approve measure replacing mother with person who gave birth. By Hannah Knudsen on July 31, 2024. Massachusetts lawmakers have approved a measure which would replace the words mother and father with more inclusive terms, including replacing the former with person who gave birth, on certain state documents such as birth certificates. Massachusetts Bill H.4750, described as an act to ensure legal parentage equality, aims to amend the parentage laws in Massachusetts to be inclusive and respectful of all family structures, according to Bill Track 50. This includes changing what appears on state documents such as birth certificates. A quick look at the measure shows lawmakers waged war on traditional descriptive terms such as mother and father, seeking more neutral alternatives. For example, the word mother would now be changed to person who gave birth. The absurdity continues, as they change a section from this, emphasis added. Section 15. Said Section 5 of said Chapter 209C, as so appearing, is hereby amended by striking out, in lines 24 to 37, inclusive, the words mother and the putative father, whether either or both is a minor, and may be registered pursuant to Section 11 only if the signatures of the mother and the father are notarized. If the mother of the child was or is married and the child's birth occurs during the marriage or within 300 days of its termination by divorce, a voluntary acknowledgement of parentage naming the putative father may be executed by the mother and the putative father only if the mother and the person who is the spouse of the mother at the time of the child's birth or conception sign an affidavit denying that the spouse is the father of the child, provided, however, that where the marriage has been terminated by annulment or by the death of either spouse, paternity of the putative father may only be established by filing a complaint to establish paternity as provided in this chapter. A mother and a putative father and inserting in place thereof the following words. To this, emphasis added. Person who gave birth and either a presumed parent or alleged genetic parent as provided in this chapter or an intended parent as provided in Article 6 of Chapter 209E. Whether either or both is a minor and may be registered pursuant to Section 11 only if the signatures of both signatories are notarized or witnessed. If the person who gave birth to the child was or is married and the child's birth occurs during the marriage or within 300 days of its termination by divorce, a voluntary acknowledgement of parentage naming the other parent may be executed by the person who gave birth and the other parent only if the person who gave birth and the person who is the spouse of the person who gave birth at the time of the child's birth or conception sign an affidavit denying that the spouse is the parent of the child, provided, however, that where the marriage has been terminated by annulment or by the death of either spouse, parentage of the other parent may only be established by filing a complaint to establish parentage as provided in this chapter. A person who gave birth and the other parent. Section 15A. Subsection B of said Section 5 of said Chapter 209C, as so appearing, is hereby further amended in line 50 by inserting, after the word chapter, the following sentence: for the purposes of this chapter, the term alleged genetic parent means an individual who is alleged to be, or alleges that the individual is, a genetic parent or possible genetic parent of a child whose parentage has not been adjudicated. The term includes a putative parent, an alleged genetic father and alleged genetic mother. The term does not include, a, a presumed parent, b, an individual whose parental rights have been terminated or declared not to exist, or, c, a donor, as defined in Chapter 209E, Section 102. Other replacements including swapping out the word paternity with parentage, himself with himself, and child born out of wedlock with non-marital child. Watch, Representative Cory Bush vows to protect black birthing people in hearing on black mother mortality. The bill passed the Massachusetts House in June and passed the Massachusetts Senate on Tuesday, meaning it will now head the Governor Maura Healey's, D, desk. This move should come to no surprise, as members of the radical left have attempted to address this so-called issue for years. In 2021, the Biden administration's 2022 fiscal year budget request made waves after it introduced the term birthing people to replace the word, mothers. Watch, corporate media continue to erase women. It's birthing people now.